Welcome to episode 575 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. It's easy. So sing the Beatles. Love is all you need. Really? Luke 6 verse 32. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. A few years ago, I read about a will that was written by a man named Mr. Donahoe in the 1930s. I looked up the story, and as I reread the words written by this man in what would be his legal legacy document, I was even more shaken the second time around. Unto my two daughters, Frances Marie and Denise Victoria, by reason of their unfilial attitude toward a doting father, I leave the sum of $1 to each, and a father's curse. May their lives be fraught with misery, unhappiness, and poignant sorrow. May their deaths be soon and of a lingering, malignant, and torturous nature. It ends with, may their souls rest in hell and suffer the torments of the condemned for eternity. What an example of hate and bitterness. But we live in a time when hate is widespread. Hate crimes are quick to dominate the headlines. Western culture is afflicted with isms rooted in hate. From the US to Brazil to South Korea to Israel to France to Hungary, nations are divided by parties and factions. Besides political polarization, social inequality, unemployment, political instability, and firearms possession is driving up homicide rates around the world. Marriages are being torn apart by resentment and bitterness. Families are being wrecked by rage. It's easy to be discouraged. It seems that social media has exacerbated this problem. Much of the world now communicates on social media, with nearly a third of the world's population active on Facebook alone. As more and more people have moved online, experts say individuals inclined toward racism, misogyny, or other forms of hate have found niches that can reinforce their views and goad them to violence or give them opportunities to harass or spew invectives. Hate is not new. It goes back to the earliest days of humanity when Cain murdered his brother Abel. It was evident in the days of Noah, in the days of Sodom, in the days of Gideon, in the days of David, in the days of Jesus. And yet one force conquers them all. Love. In every battle where love is embroiled with hate, love wins. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then it adds this powerful declaration, love never fails. Joseph was the favorite son, and he looked like it. His multicolored coat taunted his brothers, as did his dreams. Their retaliation was brutal. They sold him to a traveling band of Ishmaelites. Betrayed by his own flesh and blood, Joseph became a slave in a foreign land, and then after a false accusation, a prisoner. Almost 15 years later, these brothers, and indeed their entire household, found themselves in Egypt, in desperate need of food. The brother whom they had bullied and left for dead was now in a position of authority and held their fate in his hands. They deserved punishment. Instead, they received love and one of the greatest truths in all of Scripture in Genesis 50 verse 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Joseph could have been vengeful, but he chose love. He should not have spoken to her. Good Jews don't speak to half-breeds. The Samaritan race was impure. They were despised for the sins of their parents who had married filthy foreigners. But Jesus didn't operate according to the prejudices of his day. He always operated in a spirit of love. the Messiah was traveling through a village filled with this marginalized group of people who were considered by the Jews to be mongrels, when he came to a well at the center of town. She expected arrogance and condescension, or at best, to be ignored. But unlike every other Jew she had met before, this Jew was kind to her. He spoke to her. The woman at the well experienced the radical love of a savior in a world which hated the very thought of her. We can experience that same love. They dragged her from a bed of sin, leaving the man and throwing her at Jesus' feet, insisting that he exact justice. Public humiliation was just the start. For those who broke the seventh commandment, the law required death by brutal stoning. But Jesus did not condemn the woman caught in adultery, as the accusing scribes and Pharisees expected. Instead, he challenged those who had stones in their hands. Let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Love offered forgiveness. A man is robbed, stripped of his clothes, beaten unconscious, and left for dead. First a priest and then a Levite pass by, both moving to the other side of the road. They are too busy doing the Lord's work to be bothered by this unfortunate soul. But a lowly Samaritan, a man despised by the Jews, takes pity on the victim. He bandages his wounds, puts him on his donkey, takes him to an inn, and covers the bill. Love trumps prejudice. He was a terrorist in every sense of the word. His sole mission in life was to eradicate every last Christ follower from the face of the earth, and he was racking up an impressive kill count. He's present at the execution of the first martyr, Stephen. His very name strikes terror in the hearts of believers everywhere. But on yet another mission to kill some Christians in a town called Damascus, Saul is met with a blinding light and an overpowering love. Saul the killer becomes Paul the apostle because of the love of Jesus. The greatest example of love overpowering hate in the Bible is not coincidentally the greatest example of love overpowering hate in all of human history. The cross, a device of torture that murdered our Lord, forever conquers hate. The God of love sent his only Son to the world as a sacrifice for our sin. But the world did not want him. The religious leaders who had been waiting for the Messiah were the very ones who plotted to kill him. He exposed their pride. He uncovered their hypocrisy. He unmasked their quest for power. He revealed the hatred in their hearts. Christ's love reveals the same in all of us. After a savage beating that ravages his flesh, after the crown of thorns presses into his skull, after being spat on, ridiculed, and tortured, he says these words in Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He is betrayed. He's falsely accused. He's unjustly condemned. And yet, Jesus loves them. The world has never shown greater hate. The world has never known greater love. Love for the unlovable, truly unconditional, life-transforming, self-sacrificing love comes only from one source, the one who himself is love, God. Today, tomorrow, and for eternity, love is all you need. Father, fill our hearts with love, especially for those we find most unlovable. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.